You're recording?
Okay, we are back in open session. Ms. Solomon?
Yes, Dr. Hisrich for our council. Can you update the board on the status of the adjudication of the DUI?
Everything has been put to rest in terms of, as we discussed during our last meeting, those charges were dropped. And it was a reckless driving charge for which I've attended traffic survival school and fulfilled my obligations to the motor vehicle department. I'm on, I believe, a one-year probation in which I cannot get another reckless driving charge or my license would be revoked.
Because too many points on the license.
Correct. But other than that, as far as I know, this issue's been put completely to rest.
Okay.
I'm observing all my probation.
Okay. And when does your probation period end?
April of next year.
So, yeah, 1 year from the incident.
Correct.
Okay. I have no further questions of Dr. Hisrich. Do any of the board members?
No. Is everything else going well for you?
Everything's going great.
Good.
When I was here last, I had asked for permission to travel abroad as I was seeking fertility treatments. I was successful. I'm almost 12 weeks pregnant.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. Wow. I'm really excited. I'm just genuinely moving forward with my life. And
that's great.
I'm really excited for this next chapter.
Yeah. Say. Good. Good for you.
We do have another update and request for the board related to her pregnancy. One of the things that is changing in her life is that she's going to be taking new work hours on, and then she will be a single parent when she is due in February. And because of those scheduling concerns, we were wondering if the board would be open to replacing the quarterly urine testing with nail tests, which go back further anyway, but allow her some scheduling flexibility to fit that in between her long shifts. And so we were wondering if the board would be open to that change moving forward.
I would ask the executive director if there are any concerns regarding that testing method.
I have no concerns about that.
Okay. So what would the frequency be then for the nail test?
It would still be, what I would propose is that it would still be quarterly.
Okay.
Right now, there's a company that calls me randomly once every 3 months and says, hey, it's time to test. And those urine drug screens, as you know, only look back 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
But if I was able to schedule the nail test, I would recommend approximately 2 weeks before my quarterly board appearance so that you'd have those results before my appearance. It would just make it a lot easier for me to know when I was testing, and those look back 3 to 6 months. So
okay.
Thank you. That was going to be my next question.
Right. There won't be any
loss of information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we need a motion to that effect, Victoria or Mark?
Or changing the consent agreement at all, or
to change the testing?
We would need to make a motion to modify the consent agreement to reflect the change in
testing.
Okay.
The testing method, not the testing.
Correct.
Okay. Madam Chair Krager, I have to keep saying your last name to pronounce it correctly.
My fault.
I would move that we modify the CA to provide for quarterly testing via nail test.
Okay, we have a motion, and do I hear a second? Okay, any further discussion? Okay, Victoria, let's do a roll call on that.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Ms. Krager?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And stay well, stay healthy.
Yeah.
Stay, you have a whole bundle to take care of now besides yourself, so.
And I really like newborn babies, so when your baby is born and you have to come before us, I'm glad to hold
the
baby.
Bring the baby. Yes, that's a great suggestion. Great.
I have an ultrasound this afternoon, so.
Oh, great.
Things today.
And you know yet what it is?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're going to do some blood work today to find out.
Okay.
So I'll let you know when I'm in October when I come back.
Great, great. I wish you, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Okay, so let's go back to the investigative reviews. We still have, yeah, like 24 minutes before informal. We are at 2286 Scott Meyer DVM. Tracy, if you can read the summary.
Yes. Case 2286. The complainant is Martha Molever and the respondent is Scott Meyer DVM. On January 28th, 2022, cash in suite checks, an 8-year-old American quarter horse gelding was presented to respondent for a pre-purchase exam. Lameness was identified. The right front foot was blocked to isolate the location of the lameness. After the block, lameness was still evident. Further diagnostics were declined. Complainant alleges that respondent's nerve blocked her horse without her consent. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred. It was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 4-0.
Okay, thank you. We do not have a respondent, a complainant, nor an attorney for this one. And I've got Dr. Nosley as the lead.
Okay, thanks. Reading through it, I don't have any problems with the exam by the veterinarian. I think the complainant had two issues, the first being that the respondent would not respond to her request to speak directly to him. Well, the veterinary client relationship existed with the buyer and not the seller, but the complainant in this case. So he was under no obligation. In fact, it would be a breach for him to do so without the client's consent. So I find no merit to that. Secondly, about the permission to perform the nerve block, I believe the respondent felt he did have permission. It was a little bit convoluted. It was given by the seller's agent through the buyer. And, you know, perhaps it would have been better to obtain the permission directly from the seller to avoid this he said, she said scenario. But as the investigative committee said in Weinstock, there's no mandate for a written permission. And so I don't find any merit to that. And I would make a motion to dismiss with no violation.
Second.
Any further discussion?
No, I completely agree. I mean, I've been around on pre-purchase exams for horses, and it's kind of the agent says that this can happen, and there's a lot of
this was just, so confusing to me to read.
Kind of word of mouth, who? And this is what we do. So it didn't sound too outlandish to me. It sounds like normal operating procedures.
Okay. And it is confusing for I think the general public that in this case, well, in veterinary medicine, there's a client and a patient, right?
Right.
In human medicine, it's all in one.
Right.
And then you add a buyer and a seller and an agent, and it gets really confusing.
Really,
and so it's especially in equine medicine, it's just totally different than companion animals.
Sure.
So that was a little rough. But the veterinarian did what they were asked to do, and there was an agent,
Okay, I have a motion and a second to dismiss case 2286. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. 2286 is dismissed. Let's go ahead and move on to 22133, Deborah Chapman, DVM. Tracy, if you'll start for us with the summary.
Yes, case 22-133, the complainant is John Parsons, the respondent is Deborah Chapman, DVM. Respondent posted on her business social media site her opinion with respect to fearful biting dogs. Complainant did not agree with respondent's view voiced in the post. This matter did not go in front of the investigative committee. It was brought straight to you for your review and discussion.
Okay. And in this case, I don't have a complainant or a respondent, but I do have Mr. Stoll monitoring or
correct.
Making a statement.
Okay.
It's monitoring. And Mr. Loheed is the lead on this.
Okay, so in this case, this is one where I use my infamous F word, frivolous. free speech is a right in this country, and anybody can say anything they want to say. There was no animal involved, just a snowflake. But if you can't, I should stop there and say, I move to dismiss this case with no violation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to dismiss. Any discussion?
I guess I'm not really sure what the complaint was, other than I didn't like this, which,
right.
Wow. I mean,
yeah.
So what?
That was a lot of time and effort. I didn't like this.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And I'm super grateful it didn't go to the investigative committee, because again, more time
and energy.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And if he wasn't even a client there, it's like, my gosh, he's just perusing.
We're like, a lot of time on social media.
It's,
I mean,
just a...
You can turn that off.
It becomes a black hole otherwise.
I had to read it twice because I'm like, I clearly missed something in this. Like, I had to read the why, the post, you know, and I was like, I'm glad I didn't misread it.
Answer it if you want to. Don't make a complaint.
Sure, yeah, right. I'm sure there probably was.
Yes.
Yeah, I imagine there was, yeah.
There probably was. We didn't get to see it. So, yeah, unfortunately, but yeah, wow.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to dismiss case 22-133. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 22-133 is dismissed. Okay. So now we are going to 2267 regarding Christine McCormick, DVM. This one is a little bit different. If you'll remember, we discussed this case at last month's meeting. So we're going to do this a little differently. I'm going to begin by asking Tracy to update us on what has transpired since last month.
Right. So last month, you guys had voted to issue Dr. McCormick a consent agreement regarding some medical record-keeping violations. After the meeting, I was presented with some additional information that the medical record did contain the dosing of the phenobarbital, and so we brought it back to you for your consideration or reconsideration.
Okay.
And Mr. Stoll may have some additional statements.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Stoll, do you want to come forward and...
Thank you. Just briefly, Dr. McCormick is an equine veterinarian. A lot of the practice is mobile. When she responded to the complaint, she had the medical records printed. They were submitted. The investigative committee recommended a dismissal with no violation. And then during your comprehensive review of the case last month, you noticed that there was a missing medical record related to the butte and antibiotics that were given. And offered a consent agreement, and when I conveyed that to Dr. McCormick, she said that's in the medical record, it just didn't print out from the software that she had. So she had to contact the software company. She was able to take a screenshot of the information that was missing and submitted it to the board. So we would ask that this be dismissed with no violation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Ms. Frost, you are the lead on this.
Yes, so I was not the lead originally, but obviously I'm familiar with the case. So with the new information, I will tell you one of my jobs and the bane of my existence at time is the software that we utilize in veterinary medicine. There are so many companies now, it's not even funny. And with the new updates and pushes, what I've learned is that sometimes they put out a new update, really cool, and then they break something else, which is great. And so at times, I've actually seen this myself, where you go to print a record and now things that always printed aren't in there, which then looks like it's missing. And so where you can see it, it's frustrating, and they're like, oh, we gotta fix that, right? But you don't know how long it's gonna take the coders to fix this. So the screenshots, I appreciated. And I did find it interesting that that was missing, like looking back on it, that was missing, but in everything else, it was there. And so the screenshots did help say, oh yes, this was done. And so I'm sure that's super frustrating. So with the consent agreement that we offered, it would make this invalid at that point. So I would make a motion to dismiss with no violation, considering the information provided.
Mark, is that
Can we just slightly tweak it and to rescind the prior motion to adopt the consent agreement and dismiss?
Got it, okay. So I would make a motion to rescind the prior motion and then make a new motion to dismiss with no violation.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I just wanted to note in the record, in the report from Midwestern, it said that they only take necropsy cancellations from DMVs, or DVMs, excuse me, not Department of Motor Vehicles.
That for the other part, the actual original complaint.
Yes. And so according to Midwestern's documentation, it was that the DVM's office staff called and canceled, saying the necropsy, saying they were doing it on behalf or at the request of the owner.
But they also documented that the owner called them and told them to cancel it.
Yeah,
So they had two different things.
Yeah. Somebody failed there, and I think it was unfortunately on the Midwestern. Right. Yeah.
And because their specialist wrote the letter, their counsel, not the veterinarian.
Right.
Which we have prior experience of that.
Yeah.
And Ms. Frost, I'll add, my husband is a software engineer, and so I understand everything that you just said. creating things and breaking things and taking
care of it. His fault or your fault?
That's frustrating.
Yes. Okay. Well, then we have a motion to rescind the prior motion and dismiss this case. We have a second. Since it is, it was a consent agreement board order, we should do a roll call.
Please.
Okay. So, Victoria?
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Tracy or Victoria, unless there's anything else that you want me to take first, I know we still have a little bit of time before the informal, so I was going to go down to 2257.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to delete on that, Dr. Nosley. So we are going to move to number three, 2257, regards to Ryan Bunce, DVM. This is the continuance of the informal interview of June 15th, 2022 for the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting an order. And the lead on that is Dr. Nosley.
Thank you. So I would make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and the conclusions of law as written.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Do we want to address the follow-up letter from the complainant at all? I don't know if we need to, but we reviewed it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the one from the Goldman's, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I really commend them for sending that letter. I thought that was really nice of them, so. Okay. So we have a motion and a second. Let's do roll call.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye. Okay. Motion carries. Now on to...
We asked about priors at this point.
He has none.
No priors. Okay. So I would make a motion to issue a respondent in 2257 in order to include a period of probation from 1 year. For 1 year to obtain 4 hours of CE in the area of emergency ophthalmology, with 60 days to accept that.
Okay, do we want to do 30
days?
Is usually the standard, 30, right?
Okay, 30. Yeah, 30, sorry.
Wait,
sorry, 60 days to send us the CE course that they're going to take, 30 days to accept.
30 to accept, 60 to send.
Well, no, they've already accepted the consent agreement, so.
It's an order.
Okay, so just 60 days to submit the courses they're going to take.
Oh, okay.
That, okay. And obviously no fine since it was the first offense.
Second.
Is that all? Okay. There's a motion and a second. If there's not any further discussion, we'll do a roll call again.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Lohe?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Ms. Crager?
Aye. Does anyone need to take a break again before we do this informal? So we're going to carry on for a couple more items. Let's go to number four, 21-158, regards to Catherine Burns, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with board order and may return her license to active status. Was in the main agenda?
Yeah.
Madam Chairman, members of the board, if I could just offer as well, if you may remember, part of this order also required Dr. Burns to provide reimbursement to the complainant, which she has done.
Okay, great.
So if you believe that she's completed the requirements for the CE, you can return her license to active status.
I showed that her CE was complete. Mm-hmm. So do I have a motion?
I move that we accept the CE and return her license to active status.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second to return Dr. Burns' license to active status. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Okay, now the next item, 2233, regards to Monica Durgan, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plans submitted in compliance with the board order.
It was me.
Okay.
Yeah, I looked at the CE, the proposed CE, and it went above and beyond what we asked for. I think that everything was perfect with that, and so I would make a motion that we would accept that CE as proposed by Dr. Burgess.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, we accept Ms. Monica Durgan, DVM's CE plan. Okay, skip number six for now. Okay, can we go ahead and do number five, number one? Okay. Let's see, board may review, discuss, and take action on Carolyn Radijak's reappointment to the AM Investigative Committee.
How is attendance?
Yes, I was going to ask that.
She has been to every meeting, and she has now been elected chair.
Awesome.
Great. She's doing an excellent job.
Good. Okay. Does anybody have any further questions or comments?
I move to reappoint Carolyn Radijak to the AM Investigative Committee.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any more questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, Ms. Radijak is reappointed. Thank her for her service. Mm-hmm. Okay, the board may review, discuss, and take action on requests for continuing education approval for San Diego County Veterinary Medical Association September 2022 Fall Veterinary Conference.
The 12 hours looked good for the cardiology piece, but the anesthesiology piece, there was no description. It's just see this, look on our website for the description. It just has lecture topics. And so it's asking for 6 hours, but there's four topics. I would assume that two of the topics are 2 hours, but we don't know what, and we don't know who the speakers are, and we don't know the description of the courses. So the topics look good.
Yeah.
But it's hard to approve when we don't have the information. That was my only hang-up, is I don't think we're opposed to approving it. It's just we don't know much. So that would be my only ask there. But the 12 hours is fantastic. The speakers are excellent.
So,
and I think they still have plenty of time.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, they've submitted it within, technically within
the right time.
Yeah, within the right time frame.
And we have plenty of time to see. Yeah, sorry.
Could we pen this till next month and ask them for?
If you want to approve the veterinarian section piece and just have them bring back the RVT piece.
Okay. I just know we're not supposed to go perusing on our own and go searching for things. I didn't, but I kind of wanted to.
I'm glad you caught that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Ms. Frost, do you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the 12 hours that were submitted for the cardiology component of the submission, and then pen for next month the additional information on the 6 hours for the technician anesthesiology component, just for course description and speaker bios.
Okay, have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
So I was gonna ask Victoria, so it just has to be submitted, within 60 days, we don't have to approve it within 60 days?
Correct.
Okay.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Okay, now we are gonna go back to our informal interviews, and it is 10:45. We'll start with 2261, Matthew Reed, DBM.
Give me one second.